I think we come pretty curious into this world.
The challenge, continues Wendy Ostroff, is how to nurture and maintain that curiosity as children grow up.
Children enter preschool asking something around 76 questions an hour. But once they're in kindergarten, first grade, that drops way down to one or two questions per hour. So something's happening with questioning and curiosity in the introduction of formal schooling.
Ostroff is a developmental and cognitive psychologist who teaches at the Hutchins School of Liberal Studies at Sonoma State. She is also the author of the new book, Cultivating Curiosity in K-12 Classrooms. It was written, she says, to help teachers keep that spark alive.
They just get out of the habit of thinking out loud and sharing their inquiry. And so it might be the case that kids are still wondering about things, but they aren't articulating that. Or it might just be that the school day is structured, so there's no venue for them to get their questions out. But I do believe that if those pathways aren't supported, that they fall away.
In offering her analysis and suggestions, Ostroff says she is drawing not just on current research in education and child development, but also on her own experience in front of a classroom.
Whether you're 5 or whether you're 20, if you're self-motivated, you're going to have more energy and more time and want to give more effort. So I've tried lots of things with my students. And one thing I found, even though it's more difficult and more unpredictable, the more power I give the students, the more engaged they are. So it requires me to be more flexible, but I have to let them take the reins and decide where we're going to go. And we may not go where I thought we were going to, but we may go somewhere much more interesting.
Ostroff calls this being a co-leader with the students. But to be effective, she notes, the teacher must also share his or her own sense of curiosity.
Part of modeling curiosity and inquiry and creativity is being excited and curious and creative yourself. If teachers can reorient toward we're a learning community, we're going to check this out together and explore and experiment together, we can make the shift that needs to happen.
While her book was written directly for teachers, Ostroff says her basic message of allowing youthful curiosity to persist should be taken to heart by parents as well.
Recent studies have shown that the kids who spend more time unstructured do better because they've had an opportunity to do things like make choices or negotiate complicated situations or even be bored. Overcoming boredom is actually really powerful. If every minute of their lives is overscheduled, then they never have the decision of how to handle and manage themselves. Things like play and free time and unstructured time are actually crucial for the kinds of skills that we want our kids to develop.
And that's good for adults to remember and practice, too.
I believe it's a fundamental human feature that we are curious beings, that we have evolved into what we are today by checking things out, by experimenting, by exploring. But I think we've sometimes squashed it in our structures of formal schooling. In fact, one of the chapters in this book is about time, that curiosity takes time. And that doesn't matter if you're 5 or 85, you need time to let things surprise you and to wonder.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.